Hi, good evening, how are you? Okay, fine, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we're holding here, I believe, Yesod HaShvi, right? So last time we did Yesod HaShishi, which was Nevuah, and now he goes into Yesod HaShvi, which is Nevuah Sash Rabbeinu. So first thing is, we explained that Nevuah itself, it's very important to have it as Yesod, because without Nevuah, Kadosh Baruch is up there, and there's no way to communicate reliably, so B'meila, it makes everything else meaningless. But once you have Nevuah, where is Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it important for everything else? Knowing that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is unique, where does that help us? So there's two or three nekudas, in other words, in perspective of effects of it. One is that you cannot interpret any part of the Torah as a metaphor, because the all Nevuah, he said before, is something which is through Dimyon and so on. This is something which comes as clear as is ever possible. So that's something that is one thing that's very important. So when we're going to speak about Torah and Hashemayim and so on, this is an important yesod for it. I think secondly, the idea of, he says one of the ikrim is going to be that Torah can never become bottle. This is going to be a prerequisite for that, because if the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was less than perfect, and therefore someone else could come along and say, I have a better Nevuah than he did. The idea that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah can't be bested, that's something that will feed into the next Yesod, or the two Yesodes from now, that Torah can't become bottle, simply because there's nobody who can be vatlit. Like this, you can always say, if somebody comes along and announces that he's going to make a declaration, that's irrevocable. But if the authority above that person revokes it, it's revoked. So let's say, Marshal, a king gives some sort of minister the ability to do what he wants, but if the king overrules it, so the next Navi can simply come along and say, Akash Baruch Hu said he's overruling that. I'm bigger than the other person. Since Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest Navi, you can't have Bitla Nevuah. I think those are two reasons why you need to single out Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu as he is said for the rest of the Ikrim. Okay, so you have Nusra Rabbeinu Vuhu Lehamin Shua Vihen Shal Kol HaNeviim Shal Lefanev Shal Achrov Kulam Im Tachtav Madrega. He's the Avihen of all the Nevuim, and the all the Nevuim before and after are Tachtav Madrega. I want to add a Knech in this Rambam, because I think the Rambam is saying what we said before, but much deeper. We said before that Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest Navi, and that's a reason why you can't have an Aliyah. You can't have anybody come along and battle him. It's not 100% mukhlat, because let's say I have a chaver who's much, much, much bigger Talmud Chacham than I am. I know somebody who's much, much bigger Talmud Chacham. Even if he's 1,000 times the Talmud Chacham I am, it doesn't mean that they can't be a matziv when I shouldn't enlighten him and say something that I'm right and he's not right. Bigger and smaller in itself do not make it absolute that the bigger is more right. The probability is that of 1,000 times you argue, he'll be right 999 times, I'll be right one time. But there's nothing that's being shaylit. But if, let's say, somebody got all of his information from me, and he comes along and says something not like me, then, you know, Rebbe Leitoner Pchia Minolon. If the person comes mikoyach me, then, you know, there's nothing in him that could be more than what he got from me, because that's his whole metzias. Calling him Avi and Shal Kol Neviim is much deeper than just saying that he's bigger than them, because what he's saying is that the hashpah of Nevuah comes from Moshe to everybody else. And that was the inyan of when he is fully Shivim Ish and so on, and it says Boisa Shah is Nase Kiner and Vechulhu. It meant that the hashpah of Nevuah was from Moshe to everybody else. And b'meila, it's impossible that someone's Nevuah be bigger than Moshe. It's all coming from Moshe, so it's Bechal Masayimana. Whatever the small Navi has is of Moshe. At the best, it could have been all of Moshe, but certainly not more than Moshe. So we have to believe that he's Davi and Shal Kol Neviim, Shalafan and Shalachrov. And the Shalfanov is a little bit strange way I'm saying it, but I still think it means the same. It means the Koyach of Nevuah in the world comes through Moshe Rabbeinu. Kulam in Tachta Madrega, now it becomes automatic. They're all Tachta Madrega because he's Davihen. It's just like my child cannot possess some tchuna that my wife and me don't possess, at least as a gene. It's all coming from us. Vu Bechir Hashem Mikola Min Anushi. He's also the Bechir Hashem, it's on Chshivas. Hamasig Menu Yis'ala Yoyisim Asher Hisig V'yasi Kol Odom Shintzer Shimotzei. And that's really the pasuk of Lekom Moshe and so on. V'shua Lo Hashem Hiflik B'yis'alus Anushis Asher Hisig HaMadrega Malochis. V'niya Madrega Samalochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maflig him, it was malahim that he got to the Darg of a Malach. Lo nishar ole mechitza shle krov le ikve makiv gufni vle pgomeshim chisorn le maat vle rav. Vinispatu mena koiches adem yoinim vachushim basagoysov vinidham koicham is oyer vinisha seichel bulvat. But let's discuss this point a little bit. The Rambam's so maybe that he's a bigger Navi Nichal. He's bigger, he's smarter, he has more nevuah, and so on. What's this whole piece over here about what kind of wonderful Madrega, like Malachim, and Omechitz, and so on? It's saying wonderful things about Moshe Rabbeinu. But the tachlis of this ikah is not a shevach for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what is it? So the Rambam Shita is... and this is this goes through all of his writings, whether it's, and we learned it before in the Shemayne Prokim, or whether it's in the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim and so on, that, and the Rambam also in Yesod HaTorah in a different form, he has the same Yesod, that the Ma'akev of a person's Havana and Tfisa to understand Elikus, the main ikuv is because he's somewhat of a physical being, and his tfisa requires some sort of sensory association. So that's why when somebody talks and the person is speaking very abstract, we tell him, he uses a mashal to explain it. A mashal is great because it gives you sort of a concrete sense of what the person is saying. And because we are Bali Guf, we deal a lot better with concrete things. And that's why the more a person is a Bal Guf and a Bal Seichel Gas, he needs more and more concrete mishalim and so on. One of the reasons why people hate math, and especially abstract math, is because it doesn't deal with anything tangible. It's all it is ideas that are oimid bavir. They have no physical representation. A mashal is something that gives it a physical body, even if it's a temporary one. So since that's the way we have to think, and everything we think, we sort of give it some sort of physical muchosh metzias. So every understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bal Korchach, is going to be perverted to some degree. We can't exactly, we don't understand things that are totally abstract. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not at all physical. So whatever we think, we're always going to have a lot of tishtush in what we're masik. Malachim, the Rambam writes, Malachim are masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a Malach is not a physical being, even though he's a limited being, but he's not physical, he does a much better job of comprehending HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rambam says, Malachim comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's much easier because they don't have that sense. It says there's Chazal say, Kilayin Adam V'chai, but when he's mace, then he does see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, which means so long as we're bound to a guf and our understanding goes through the filter of the guf, we have a hard problem being oimed exactly on the emes. Masha Ein Kein, when you're dealing with somebody who is lemala from that, he became part of Madrega Malachim, specifically. This is the point of it. He had no physical mechitza that in any way interfered with his tfisa. And the Rambam always writes, and any chisronos in a person's ruchnis tegesher koyme automatically makes him less ruchni, more physical. He didn't need the physical dimyonos. When his seichel was working, there was no makom for the koyach of dimyon and chush. So since he's kulei seichel, his asoga is clear. That's when it says that he spoke to Hashem without malachim. Now the Rambam shita is that any time you have speech between a Navi and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the etzem mitzias of the speech is a malach. That's sort of, a malach means a medium, and it's almost hainu hach. The Rambam, the famous Rambam Maravuchan, that learns that the whole parasha of Yaakov Avinu was in a dream by the cholim, by the you know the three malachim. It's all based on the fact that there's no such thing as a malach behakitz. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need malachim. There was no intermediate. Now he says, "Vayisi roitze levar kan ze inyan anifla." I really would like to explain all this. V'lefteach man olei psukei Torah, and to open up sasim to kapatz Torah, or levar in pel peh v'chol ze apasik, to explain pel peh and all pasik. V'zulosei minyanai lule shoyisi kel yonim dakim oid. He said, except that these things are very, very fine havanis. V'itztorchol achove rabba v'akdamas v'sholem. I would need to have a lot of hakdamas to understand it. V'shetavaya tchilos mitzias ha-malach v'gazim ha-pari. If I'm telling you that a person is like a malach, I'd have to explain to you what a malach is, and what a malach is as vis-a-vis a person, and what a malach is vis-a-vis a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then explain what the nefesh is. V'yisrachiv ha-magal al-dibur b'tzurois sheyuchson ha-nevim l'boi v'la'achim. And then I would have to go and explain the yifanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to the boi v'la'achim. V'liyasvig zeyin levadoi v'lu yisim mekatzat ha-sakitza me'adapim. So he says, if I needed to really be mekatzat, it would end up being 100. I leave it to where it is. In the sefer Pirush HaDroshes, Yatil Chavra, either in the Pirush HaDroshes, or the sefer Nevuah Shechel Yisoid, or the sefer Pirush HaLei Yisoidus, we were not zeichet to any of these farm Rambam, so we don't have the full hezbei. He will be mazbe something here, and he'll be mazbe, and Yisoid HaTorah is mazbe a bit. So he says, when tachlis in mitzad the tzura of the nevuah, you can pinpoint four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah and everybody else's nevuah. The differences are built on the psukim by in Balayischa, where Miriam and Aaron came and complained about Moshe that he is proving holier than thou, and so on and so forth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him how they speak of Moshe, and that whole pasuk, we have included in that pasuk the distinctions between Moshe and other Nevuim. And obviously the klal of all these four things is that these are simonim that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is clear vis-a-vis their Nevuah, which is not clear. And we'll see each one how so. Ha'hev lo rishon, ke'eze novi she'yeh lo yidab Hashem imal de emtsoi, u'moshe b'lo emtsoi, k'moshom ha'per per dababoi. Everyone else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke through intermediary. Moshe Rabbeinu, he spoke straight. Let's talk about this a little bit and let's discuss this. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us through a malach, so it really doesn't make much of a difference if we imagine a malach to be a microphone and a loudspeaker or telephone line. I mean, when you speak to somebody face-to-face, it's nice, but if you speak to someone on the phone, you pretty much get the same picture. It's not different. So what does it mean that he speaks with Adam Tzoy, like it says, Pel Pel Dababoy? So what it means is, like the point we made before, the talking through an emtsoi doesn't mean a microphone. Microphones only tachlis is because people don't speak loudly, so you have a microphone. That's not what you need a Kadosh Baruch Hu for. The malach for. What it means is, if I have a difficult idea and I need to get it across to somebody who can't be toifis the idea the way it is, so I need to sort of dumb it down by explaining it through a mashal. Through a mashal, or... So for instance, when you want to be masbeh kids, something, some lumdus that the kids don't understand, a young boy. So you give it sort of a mashal, or you dress it up a little bit so that the kid will get it. So, yes, the kid is able to get it through it, but there's a built-in some sort of distortion because the kid chaps the mashal. So when you want to tell the kid whether it's a din in this or din in that, so you say, is it because the noisin did something wrong? Is it because Makabal did something wrong? You tell it to the kid in a way that the kid understands it, but that understanding carries in itself some sort of distortion of it. That's called an emtsoi. I'm telling it to you through words, or let's take another example. Imagine a person is sensitive, and I can't tell him outright some Dvar Musa, whatever it is. So I tell it to him wrapped in some other form, either a story about somebody else, or instead of telling him that you acted mean to the other person and that was obnoxious on your side, I tell him, you know, it's not good idea to get the other person upset. It would be better if you would live good with him, and so on and so forth. So the brunt of the message getting through, but it's not quite the same. So if you I could probably speak through an emtsoi, through some emtsoi, then you lose something. Moshe Rabbeinu de pel per dababoy. 2. Hav la sheni kechol navi lo tevehu hanevu ala be'ez hashena. So the difference is between, does it appear at night or in the day? Even if it's in the day, it could be a matzav of night when he's sleeping. The klal is, in the daytime, It says Yofa Baraka Chama, Yofa Kalavana. The Chama is clarity, and when you see things during the day, you see it sharply defined as it is. At night, people are usually very inspired. At night, night is more of a time for poetry, things like that, because night is lacking in the clarity of something. It allows for seeing many shades that are not quite the thing itself. So you lose in clarity and you gain in inspiration and ability to see things in different ways. Since a regular Navi, for a regular Navi, Nevuah was a state that was not normal. It was out of the realm of his normal state. So, Lamashal, if a person is in a very high, uplifted moment, so not everything he says or thinks then will translate itself to his day-to-day. Moshe Rabbeinu's, for Nevuah, they had to step out of, another had to step out of his normal matziv and go to a place that is beyond his matziv and where he doesn't have such a good achiz and tfisa in order to speak like a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it allowed him to see something beyond his mitzias, but it didn't have that clarity. I guess if we can give ourselves a mashal for this, a person, when he thinks about things and he has different svaras, so some of the svaras a person thinks are at the level that I am. So I'm telling you, this is nagia here for this reason, this is like this, like that. The flavor of that type of svara is that I know exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm clearly defining it, but it's not deeper than I myself understand. Sometimes a person is oimed on a much deeper point than he's used to, and the person gains something in depth, but you find yourself at a loss of words to give it over exactly. You have that gush, you know exactly what you know what you're trying to say, but you can't quite get it out. So here also, he says, by regular Nevi'im, Nevuah was a matzav that was beyond the normal, and therefore they sort of, they were able to see something they wouldn't normally see, but it didn't have the clarity and sort of the surety of seeing the day. So that's interesting, Moshe Nevuah and other Nevi'im. I want to add just a piece over here, apropos of this, that the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam speaks about what do we learn from the Akedah. So the Rambam says two things. First of all, he goes through the Av and the Yira, and that he had no other motive, and so on. He says a second thing, it teaches us how certain Nevi'im were of their Nevuah. L'moshel, if somebody from us would get a Nevuah about an Akedah, so the first thing the person would think is, I really need a vacation. I know I should have taken a vacation a while back. You know, I'm hearing things that can't be. Or you get treatment. He said the Avraham Avinu never had a doubt that the type of reality of Nevuah, it was so strong and so profound that it wasn't to him, there never was a shaila that this wasn't real diburim. It wasn't a vague feeling or some general words muttered or whatever. It was a sense of as real as the most concrete object you put your hands on. And that's Avraham, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, third daf gemina. V'hev la shlishi ka novi kasha tevo'eu ha-nevuah v'al bishu b'mar de malach So yes, he's getting nevuah and it's dumbed down. It's not himself, but it's coming through some sort of medium. Yecholish mizgoy v'yismoygik binyonei. V'tiplei I love ima g'doyle ma'oid k'matcha teite nafshe biglola. Person's overwhelmed, and he brings a passing Daniel. It says that when Gavriel spoke to him b'mara, and in the Ramashid is always malachim is in cholim, Omar, v'loy nisha b'koyach v'hoidi nefcha l'mashkos lo tzati koyach. V'omar v'ani isi nirdam al panai panai arza, v'omar b'mara nefchu tzire olai. He would have the dibur, and he was not at all thrown back by it. He was able to handle it. Okay, let's discuss this hevdel in light of what we were talking about. What does this tell me besides the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was like kind of cool? Whenever he got a nevuah, he was no problems, no sweat, and so on. So it's a big mile of Moshe Rabbeinu. But where does it enhance the quality of a nevuah? So let's take a dogma. There are different reasons why I wouldn't be koilet somebody's talking to me properly the way he said it. One is that he's very deep and profound, and I don't have the kalim to be teifis the depth of that which he tells me. That's one possibility. There's another possibility that I am so in awe at the meeting that I can't put my mind properly to understanding it. It's like when a person is very, very nervous and he goes into to speak to somebody very important, because his chushim are so stressed out and he's so overwhelmed with fear that a lot of times he's not koilet exactly what was said. So another possible obstacle in knowing clearly what you were told is that you were so overwhelmed by the experience that you couldn't, you know, you're going to somebody, you're shaking all over, and you're frightened out of your wits. You can't be koilet what the person is saying. So since Moshe Rabbeinu was calm, his guf was able to hold on to it without problems. His guf was Kaddish and Tahar in a way that it was Daimet to Elyonim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, there wasn't anything in himself that couldn't... He was in the best possible position to be koilet what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told him. So this Hevdel Shlishi also, it's not just a Hevdel in worshipping Moshe Rabbeinu, how wonderful he was, and so on. It's explaining that there wasn't a reason to think that mitzad his lack of ability to cope with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim, that he pushed, that his fright kept those diburim away from him. Finally, v'evler avi, shekol ha-neviim lo tiva'eim ha-nevuah b'b'chirasim el b'rtzayin Hashem. All Nevi'im, they don't get Nevu'ah when they want it, but when Hashem wants. You have many times a Navi is it can be for years without Nevu'ah. And then many times when he wanted to know, and he's not, and he doesn't get the Nevu'ah. You find that people had to be making themselves like Elisha. It says, "V'atakuli l'menagin or basa nevuah." Ve'ein ze'echreichi she'inovik asher chnasmoi. But there's no echreach that a novi will get nevuah just because he prepared himself. O Moshe Rabbeinu kasher rotza oma imdu ve'eshmoi tzav Hashem lachem. V'amma dabal aron achicha v'yavay v'chal eis, v'amma aron v'v'yavay v'yimosh v'yavay. So Chazal say that Moshe could go any time he wanted and receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevuah and so on. Where is that important in the Indian of the Torah? Like we said before, these four nafkaminas, and certainly over here, where we're talking about the Yisrael Zemuna. In Yisrael Torah, you could say nevuah is important, so he discusses nevuah and he goes through it. He says the same thing, basically, in Yisrael Torah is not different. But Yisrael Torah mitzad, the framework of it, okay, nevuah is a beginning, and he explains different dagas in nevuah and so on. But here we're talking about Yesodis, and that's our point over here, that the Rambam is dealing with Ikrim. So where is this important? So I was thinking that this is important because in his Yesod later, that Torah was given to us, and this Torah is not going to be Mishtana, means all of Torah was given to us. There wasn't anything left over from Lamala. Leiba Shemayim here means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it totally to us, and nothing is left up there. That emuna is something which is shayach to Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to ask whatever he wanted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Had it not been, the Rambam says in the next Yesod that Ein Torah Min HaShemayim means nothing was left over upstairs. Everything that had to be given was given to us. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would be a regular Navi, so it is mitzad the Tzuras HaNevuah that even when he wants it, he doesn't always get it. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu needed a hesben something, he forgot something, he needed a hesben, he needed more information, he needed a hemshech to something, and it wasn't given to him. That's what a person could be medamit. So he says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu was always able to access Lamala, and if he was always able to access Lamala, then he would, you can't say that there was something left over. Anything he didn't know, anything he wasn't sure of, anything that he could be mevar, you know, he told them, you know, imdu and I'll ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the halach is. You know, Asher Yilirisha, that is muftach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell him. So this nekuda over here is an important nekuda to reinforce the fact that nothing was left over. Since Moshe was always looking for everything, he was mevar everything possible mitzidai. Those are the four nekudas. I want to add one more thing over here. It's a little bit on the side of what he said. It's not exactly in the main point, but I think it's important to know it. It would have been more fitting to say it in the Yisrael HaShishi, but I think here where he makes this point about Moshe is a good place to speak about it. He says that all Nevi'im would prepare themselves for Nevuah, sometimes yes, sometimes not, and that's how it was. And in Yisrael HaTorah, he elaborates a lot more on it. He says they would get ready, and they would get everything going, and b'chol zos, even though he had everything going, he wouldn't always get it. The Rambam in Yisrael HaTorah says it not only as the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, but rather in other Nevi'im, l'chatchila, he says that they would prepare themselves, and sometimes they would get it, sometimes they wouldn't get it. Why? Like he says it, I'll read it in the Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. Elo she'mevakshim lisnabeim nekorim b'nei Nevi'im. B'nei Nevi'im are the potential Nevi'im. They've gotten themselves ready for Nevuah. Ve'af al pi she'mechavnen daiton, efshesh tishan eshchina ve'shal tishra. You know, it could be they'll get Shechina, it could be not. And this is before he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's something important to understand in a Navi in general, that it's never Mukhrat from his Achanis they'll get Nevuah. Why is that so? So I thought of the following point. Imagine imagine I'm if I'm dealing with an object that I have total control over, it's not a relationship, it's a one-way, it's a one-way street. Imagine I have a child who is young enough that I can manipulate him and get him to do whatever I want to do. So I can never say we interact. I'm kaifa my das on him, and that's what I do. The first darga of a person, so let's say any person that I have a shlit over, and I can tell him what to do. So it's all about me, even though the other person's there. If I'm, let's say I'm psychologically so astute that I know how to manipulate a person. So the person that I have a total understanding of and can manipulate him, then I don't have a relationship with him. I can be his superior, I can be his boss, but I can't say that we interact, because where's the other person? It's only if the other person, I always tell over, you know, when I speak with Bachram about Shidduchim. So everybody understands that a woman that doesn't agree with you at all, or not much, is not a good Shidduch. You want black, she wants white. You want hot, she wants cold. There's nothing, you know, you want this Derech, she wants something else. Obviously, a person who doesn't see much with you eye to eye is not a good Shidduch. And the closer you are in your understanding of things, the more of a Shidduch it is. That everybody understands. So let's ask ourselves the following. Let's picture the following scenario. Imagine you go out with a woman. Whatever you say, she says, that's 100% right. That's 100% right. At some point, you'll terminate it, if this is all, if that's the only thing she says, because you don't feel the relationship there. I mean, it's like, my personal butler is somebody that, whatever I want, he does. I don't relate. There's no interaction between us. It's a one-way street. If I, there's a mechanism where whenever I want, a Kachpacha could come at my beck and call, Kaviyachal, and, you know, be misgal to me. So that would mean it's not a kesher between the Nivra and the Bayre. The person was given a way to get something out. Much like Orin V'tumim, when you ask, and it's, I guess you're always supposed to answer when you ask. So it's Orin V'tumim, it's not Nivua. Nivua is a relationship between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a Navi. And the fact that sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just up to me to do what I have to do, it's up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu can say no as well, then it becomes a relationship. I think that understanding is right. It makes it more difficult to understand the piece about Moshe. That is more difficult to understand the way I'm saying it. So how could Moshe be a matziv where he could always ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does that give? But I could put him in the etzim explanation why this is an important facet of Nevuah, and that's what's Mashmah Yisrael Torah. I think that's it's a correct explanation. Any questions? So Moshe Rabbeinu. I would say it let's go back to our mashal with a man or a woman. At some point, when you're married for a long enough time, you've sort of worked out the kinks, and you basically you see things alike. It's not because the person Betzer never had a self, but they worked it through in a way where, you know, a woman who's a couple that's married for a long time, you sense what the other person, you know, he's not going to like that, she's not going to like that, and so on. I need to understand that he's on a darga where it's become like one. He's become like Ishta Kigufay. That's how I would have to understand it. You know, it's hard to say he's, you know, if what I'm saying is right, I don't want to make him less than a Navi. It's going to have to be that he was beyond that darga. He was like Mechuber, he was like Ishta Kegufa Matzev. Okay? the other Nevi'im, they didn't have, right, they didn't have the full zikuch that Moshe had. Moshe was called Isha Lekim. And, you know, it says, Chetzel Lamala, he was a Lekim, Chetzel Mata was Ish. So there was a darg in them. He was Dovuk, the Rambam says in Yisrael Torah, he was Dovuk to Tzur Elamim. It was a darg of Dveikus that never left. He basically got to a point of where he was totally Mechubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't a moment, I think. He had a Zikuch and so on. Okay. Good. Sure.